Established during the Great Depression, the Social Security retirement system is funded by a 12.4% tax split between workers and employers on all wages up to $113,000. It's the nation's oldest entitlement program and one of its most beloved. Yet it's also a fiscal and demographic disaster that desperately needs to be reformed right now for at least three reasons.
Your Social Security.
Social Security is already paying out more in benefits than it brings in via payroll taxes. It makes up the difference by drawing on surpluses built up over the past decades. But according to the most recent report by Social Security's trustees, those surpluses will be totally gone in 2033, and unless taxes get jacked up, the system will only be able to pay 75% of current benefits.
Your Social Security.
People think of Social Security as a retirement account, but it yields a terrible rate of return. Researchers at the Liberal Urban Institute estimate that virtually all people retiring in 2010 or later will receive far less in benefits than they paid into the system via payroll taxes. Nobody would stand for that in a voluntary retirement plan.
Your Social Security.
Not only will younger workers get smaller benefits, if they get any benefits at all, we have no control over our contributions. We can't will our contributions or savings to heirs. The result is less disposable income now and in retirement. Whatever sense it may have once made, Social Security is now a program that is insolvent and unfair, and that will only get worse as the baby boom generation starts retiring en masse. If we want to protect seniors from poverty and old age, we should address that directly through welfare payments rather than creating and extending a system that pits one generation against the other. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.